everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino with our first Amazing Race exit interview of the new season, Amazing Race 28. We're two episodes in, had the non-elimination leg back in episode number one, and here we are today to talk with Marty and Hagen, the first team eliminated from the Amazing Race 28. Of course, on Friday night, Jessica, Lisa, and I did our recap of Amazing Race 28, episode number two. I thought that was a very fun recap. You can check that out on robisawebsite.com, and we'll be back this Friday night to talk about it once again on our episode three recap. Before we get to our exit interview this morning, I just want to take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast, and those are our friends over at Lyft, who want you to know that everybody wants to make some extra money. So why not do it becoming a driver for Lyft? Because when you become a driver for Lyft, you could be your own boss, meeting new people, getting to know a new city, and setting your own schedule. Drivers on Lyft could be making up to $1,500 a week. Even if you have a full-time job, you could be a Lyft driver. Some people are making $800 just in a weekend, working Friday night to the end of the weekend, and it's the perfect job if you are a social media mogul, or at least an aspiring one, because you can work around your hours. Whether you're saving up for something special, trying to make some extra cash, or looking to get to know a new city, becoming a Lyft driver could be perfect for you, because you're your own boss, you work flexible hours, you drive whenever you want, and you could be making guaranteed money up to $1,500 a week, making up to $35 an hour, and you get to keep your tips. So if you want to find out more, go to Lyft.com/lifestyle. That's Lyft.com/lifestyle. That's Lyft, Lyft.com/lifestyle. All right, I think we have Marty and Hagen on the line. Let's go ahead and patch them in. Marty and Hagen, are you there?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very good. How are you guys doing?
We're good.
I was just watching the secret scene, which they put up on the CBS YouTube, of you guys after Phil tells you that you're eliminated from the race. And you guys were so emotional. My heart goes out to you, Marty and Hagen.
Aw. I know, it was hard.
You guys were so upset after coming in last on the race the other night. Could you talk about how big of race fans you were coming into this? It seems like you guys really took it seriously.
Yeah, we did. We've watched the show for years, and together we've literally seen every episode of every season. This was the one show that if we could pick, we would have wanted to go on. And it was just like a dream come true to be able to do it. And so we weren't quite ready for it to be over so soon.
Yeah, it was tough to watch, you know. I mean, we wanted to keep going, and we were not anywhere near close to going home. So it was a tough thing to do.
All right, well, talk to me about the big thing from the other night where you guys didn't take the car to go to where the detour was. How far away were you from the detour? Because we couldn't really tell on television.
I would say like at least three or four miles.
3 or 4 miles? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I know. It didn't feel that long because we just kept running.
Well, the thing is, it's a winding road. And like, so yeah. it was probably like, you know, 1 mile, like long ways, but it winded, was made at 3 or 4. And so we could hear the music. It sounded like it was right there, but you didn't realize how windy the road was going there, which made it even longer.
Now, you guys had a pretty bad cab driver, it seemed like, coming from the airport headed to the roadblock. That was when, Marty, you were talking about, you need to hurry up because we're on El Rezo, right?
Yeah.
You know, it helps being fluent in Spanish. This show really helps if you can stick into the language, so that helped a lot. But yeah, we literally were saying everything we could say in some kind of a Spanish term to get him to hurry up, and we were loving on him, and we were gonna, you know, we had learned all these phrases. We were gonna try to kiss him and love on him if he would drive fast. He was smiling the whole time. And he was driving, like, his speedometer was on zero. I mean, we had mopeds passing us. We were so frustrated. I'm glad they didn't show all the things we probably said to him, but it was horrible. We're going back over there to find him. No.
So was that part of the reason why you guys said forget about the cab, because you had such a negative experience with the cab driver getting to the roadblock, and that's why you said, okay, let me just release him?
Absolutely. We were like, we could run faster than that. So
We thought, you know what, it was so slow, and we were so frustrated,
And when we asked for directions, we're like, okay, where is this? This girl kind of pointed around the corner. And so we thought, oh, it's just right around the corner, you know. And he was of no help, you know. And so we just kind of took off and thought, you know, obviously it was a mistake. But we were real frustrated by that time at how slow he drove.
And then did you guys have the same cab to go in between from where the mud pit was to where the clue was? So it was all the same guy?
Yeah, and the clue had actually said you have to keep your same cab the whole day. And after we finished the cooking, me and my mom honestly thought about, you know, taking Gary's and Cam's cab because it was right there and they're so quicker than ours. However, we remember the clue said we couldn't do that and we don't want to get penalized. So we had to run the whole way back.
Got it. So you guys also had some problems with that mud pit at the volcano. Hagen, could you talk a little bit about what was so difficult about that? Because, again, it's hard to tell for us on TV exactly how challenging some of these tasks are.
Right. So it was mud. And, you know, on TV, it looks like you can just swim in there, but it's a completely different consistency than what water is, even though it looks pretty watery. You get in there and you have to submerge yourself. It says in the clue to completely head to toe submerge yourself before you can search. And so you do that. Your eyes, you cannot see anything. Your ears get covered. It's in your mouth. So on top of all of that, you're trying to search these walls and find the satchel. I found a pink one and a blue one before I got in for like another 30 minutes to still search for the emerald. And the thing was, you know, I was the last team there searching. So every team had already come through and found a couple themselves. This was literally, I think, the last satchel in that volcano. And, you know, earlier in the episode, Corey dropped it, so that was one less that was even available to find. So it was extremely difficult, and you had to get out of the volcano to see what was in your satchel. You couldn't just open it in there and look at it. So every time I found one, I had to get out, look at it, and, you know, two times in a row, it wasn't the right one. So it was extremely difficult. And, you know, my mom was down. She couldn't come up there with me. And I was, you know, losing my cool. I was starting to cry and just getting frustrated because I knew the other teams had already moved on. And it was out of my control. I'm like, what else could I possibly do to find this darn thing? And I just did the best that I knew how to do.
Yeah. There really was a big disadvantage for whoever was coming in last or next to last to that because so many emeralds had already been taken out of the pool.
Definitely. Right. Yeah. Huge.
So then when you guys ultimately got to the detour, you guys had to do the fish cooking challenge. That seemed like you guys didn't have any problems with that. Marty, is that accurate?
No, we did good. We actually, you know, when we left the volcano and were the last ones, we had no idea what else we were going to do that day. And I was just like, you know, we were frustrated and we knew how long we were going to get there. And when we got there, we saw other teams. We were kind of rejuvenated because we're like, oh my gosh, there's actually people still here, and they had landed an hour plus before we got there. So we were like, all right, we can do this. And we did. We did have to recook one or two of the fish really quickly, but I mean, we probably did it in, I mean, Hagen, we were sitting in probably 20 minutes. I mean, we went through it really fast. I mean, she just took over and started gutting those fish and pulling the brains out. I don't even know if she could do that. And I kind of started doing the other stuff, and we just worked. It was just one of those things. We worked really well together, and it was we got through it really quickly. So that helped.
Okay, so you guys got through it quickly, and then you're on your way. And again, you have to end up walking back because you didn't have the car. Could you just describe what the feeling was like as Darius and Cameron come by in their cab?
Oh, it was awful. I mean, it was awful. Well, yeah, that was. I mean, it was horrible because, you know, I mean, we knew we were the last team at that point, and we knew we were walking or running to a slow cab driver. So literally like, at that moment, like, it's over. The only thing that could save us would be another gnaw on a limb, which is basically out of the question. And so, seeing them pass us, I was like wanting to hang on the back of it, you know, and just all the drag. But it was just not fun at all because that's when it really seemed real. Like, oh,
your heart just sinks. I mean, and I kept thinking, you know what, stranger things have happened. Somebody could have car trouble, something, you know, you never know. And I mean, we just, you know, kept going, but it was tough. It was tough to see them drive by and you know, heartbreaking. Yeah.
So you guys all end up at the mat together. So how much time was there ultimately from when they got to the mat to when you got there? Do you know?
I mean, I don't think we know for sure. That they'll probably, you know, can tell you the answer to that. But I mean, I don't think it was long because they were still there. I would guess a couple of minutes, Hagen, five. What do you think? Maybe.
I'd say 5 or 10. Because they said the way from the fish or the cooking to the pit stop their driver actually like went a wrong turn and got stuck in some traffic. And so we actually only ended up being 5 to 10 minutes behind them.
Marty, in the premiere episode, it looked like you had gotten a cut on your hand during the cave challenge in Mexico City. Could you talk about how you got hurt and how your hand is?
No, I'm just so fragile. My hand is fine. I mean, my skin I just bruise easily. I'm like a summer peach. But you know, it was just. I mean, we're digging in that sandbox and same thing. I mean, you're just digging as fast as you can to get all those pieces. And you know, people are leaving. And so I was just doing it as fast as I could. And I don't even know what I cut it on, if it was one of the pieces of the puzzle or if it was just in the sandbox. And so, Hagen and I both, she got cut in the volcano. So here we are cooking this fish and both of us have like these cuts. We have to put sugar on the fish and our hands are stinging and that tent
steam and the fire.
It was so hot and it was just like we were crying because it was so hot in there and my glasses were fogging up and we're bleeding or both being stung by the sugar that's getting in our cuts. I'm like, I hope nobody has to eat this fish. But yeah, I mean, I'm fine. I think I just probably cut it on either one of the pieces of the puzzle or maybe just something in that sand that cut it. So
now you guys were on the special Amazing Race social media edition season. Were you guys familiar with a lot of these other teams before you came into the race this season?
I had seen a couple of them before. Like, I recognized Darius. I didn't know his name. I recognized Cola Brandt. I knew who Brody Smith and Zach King were. But other than that, I didn't know the other people. So it was like half and half. My mom didn't really know any of them. I had to kind of go home and show her who they were.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, Marty, did you get any new material for any of your, you know, I've watched a bunch of them on YouTube, the announcements that you do. Did you get inspired by anything on the race?
Oh, of course. I mean, I mean, my job, I do pretty much the same thing all day, every day, and it's kind of the same spiel, but, you know, I'm trying to write some new stuff and really on my, I mean, there's only so many jokes you can make about an oxygen mask, but, I try to, you know, change it up a little bit, but, you know, all of these people, honestly, are so inspiring because they're so young and they're so talented and to see what they have done just by YouTube or by Vine or whatever is incredible. I mean, it just shows this generation is the things that they're doing to me, just, it blows me away. So they're all very inspiring to me.
Was there any team that you guys bonded with, especially on these first two legs of the race?
Well, we didn't really see a lot of the other teams, like especially in Colombia. You know, we're the very back, so we were by ourselves basically the whole time. However, we did really bond with Tyler and Corey, and that was since casting. We couldn't talk in casting, but you know, we'd make nonverbal communications and we like throw things, you know, like make jokes across the table.
Yeah. You threw things at them.
Yeah, it's like you can't talk when you're, you know, semifinals, but, you know, obviously you can make eye contact and smile and all that. And we just kind of connected with Tyler and Corey when we first met them. We just loved them. And Sherry and Cole, they were in our semifinal group. And so, you know, with her being a mother, you know, being a mother son and a mother daughter team, you know, we kind of bonded with them. And, you know, and when they're in your first group, you just kind of get to be friends with those people because, you know, you're stuck in a hotel room for a week. But I would say those we were probably the closest to. But yeah, like Hagen said, we were kind of at the back of the pack most of the time. So
now, Marty, you talked about in the opening to the show about how you felt like that this was going to be one of the last chances that you guys had to really, you know, bond together and sort of like spend time together. Do you feel like that you got that experience on these two legs?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, she's the baby of the family and, you know, I don't know if you're a parent, but to be honest, like any moment, anything that I can do with my kids, I just cherish every moment because I know how precious life is. But, you know, my kids are all, you know, she's the youngest. And so I know that at some point in time, they're going to get married and move off and have their own families. And so to get to spend this time with Hagen, I mean, it was perfect. She just graduated from A&M and, you know, has been gone for, you know, 4 years. And so I just, there's nobody that I would have rather raced with. And it's something that we will have the rest of our lives and you know, laugh about and look back and smile on. And, you know, my grandkids can make fun of me or whatever, but yeah, I'm so, so glad we had that time together.
Yeah, and I have two little boys, and they're very little, and I actually don't like going on plane flights with them because they're... But one day, maybe. One day I will be in that same boat. Well, thank you guys both so much for your time. It was fun to watch you on the show. And Marta, keep up the good work on YouTube, and all the best to both of you.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
All right, take care. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, everybody, there you have it. Marty and Hagen here on the Amazing Race exit interview. And they were very, very fun to talk to. And, you know, hopefully nothing but the best for Marty and Hagen. All right. So we're going to get back into it this Friday night on our Amazing Race recap. Just wanted to quickly put out a good word for our friends over at the Amazing Race subreddit that they've gone through a bit of a facelift under new management, whatever you want to call it, over at the Amazing Race subreddit. I love the Survivor subreddit. I'm on there all the time. And so they are really making a big effort on the Amazing Race subreddit. If you want to check that out, lots of great links to Amazing Race content. If you check out reddit.com/r/TheAmazingRace. So the Amazing Race subreddit. They're really doing a great job here in the new season. All right, that's going to do it for us here on the Exit Interview Podcast. We'll be back with much more on the Survivor coverage and, of course, Amazing Race recap this Friday night, 9:15 p.m. Eastern. Hope you guys have a good one. Talk to you again soon.